Welcome back, Hemming Brainiacs, to the podcast, More Anonymous Ballads. But first, let's do a little recap. Acoustic Eels comes in with a fun fact about the Bonnie Earl of Murray. It is the origin of the word mondegreen, which is a word for a misheard lyric. Really? Okay, very cool. Writer Sylvia Wright heard her mother recite a version of this poem, where the third and fourth lines read, "They hae slain the Earl of Murray and laid him on the green." If you take out the H from him, you can mishear it as Lady Mondegreen. Then these two lines sound like they tell of the death of two people. They had slain the Earl of Murray and Lady Mondegreen. See also Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza, revved up like a douche, and the girl with clitoris goes by, collar. I read that wrong. What's that? That's not a Mondegreen. That's something else. Freudian slip, maybe. The girl with colitis goes by. Colitis, C-O-L-I-T-I-S. Okay, that's an excusable slip of the tongue, if I, no pun intended. All right, Mondegreens. Oh, dear. What have I done? I've got some rippers, actually. Coming up in the, you know, a child of the 80s, teenager through the 90s and the early 2000s, was a big Blink-182 fan. And I always thought that the lyrics to, I think it's Damn It, said, "Like a sissy's growing up." A sissy, like, you know, someone who's a kind of a wimp. I guess it's like a sissy growing up. And I thought that that was the lyric until, I'm going to say, like, well into my 30s. You know, like, it was literally a couple of years ago that I learned, or kind of it clicked, where he actually says, "I guess this is growing up. I guess this is growing up." And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's a better lyric. Like, that is much better. But it was one of those moments where the horror kind of washes over you of like, oh, how did I have that in my head so wrong for so long? Another good Mondegreen is if you ask anyone the lyrics to "How Deep Is Your Love," they'll always say the wrong thing. How deep is your love? How deep is your love? Everyone will say, "I really need to know. I really need to know." But the real lyric is, "I really mean to learn. I really mean to learn," which sounds so wrong, but that's what he says. That's the lyric. I had another good one too. There's so many, isn't there? Oh, there's I think it's a Mariah Carey song. I say Mariah Carey. Is that who I'm thinking? Sweet. Yeah, hang on. Sorry, I'm Googling it. Yeah, "Sweet Fantasy" by Mariah Carey. The lyric says, "It's just a sweet, sweet fantasy, baby." And everyone thinks it says "Sweet, Sweet Medicine, Baby." But it says "Sweet, Sweet Fantasy, Baby." And the song's even called "Sweet Fantasy," or it's called "Fantasy," sorry. "Sweet, Sweet Medicine, Baby." But it doesn't say medicine. It doesn't even sound like it says medicine when you listen to it. It clearly says "Sweet, Sweet Fantasy." But that's another one that everyone will quote wrong. What a fun game. All right. Well, there you go. We've had the origin of Mondegreen there in our poems. That's so interesting. Thank you, Acoustic Eels, for teaching us that. Techrific says, "Today I learned. Of course, this phenomenon should have its own word. I just didn't know about it. Thanks, Eels." Yeah, I knew the word Mondegreen. I just never knew, actually, to be honest, I wouldn't have been able to recall that word if you had have asked me what's the word for it, a misheard lyric. But if you had have said it the other way around, you know, what does Mondegreen mean? It would have clicked, and I did know that. Not well enough to remember it, but well enough to know it when I heard it. The Seven Virgins, says Swim, says the Mama Fishy. This ballad tells us of the trip made by Mary to see her son at the Calvary and of her attendance by seven virgins. The carol is known as a Passion Carol, which are similar to Christmas carols but are about Jesus' death as opposed to his birth. Lovely. Two Rivers. This one made me smile. I may be a slow river, but I would kill twice as many as you do. Till. Cradle Song. In modern English. Oh, my dear heart, young sweet Jesus, prepare your cradle in my spirit. Okay, it's another Jesus one. And the Bonnie Earl of Murray. This ballad is based on historical incident. James VI of Scotland suspected the Earl of Murray had been involved with the Earl of Bothwell in an attempt on his life. James VI issued a warrant for Murray's arrest in 1592, charging the sixth Earl of Huntly with carrying it out. Huntly had a long-standing feud with Murray, and rather than arrest him, Huntly killed Murray outside Murray's castle in Fife. Murray's mother took the corpse to Holyrood Palace, where it lay interred for months. God, these ballads, what is going on? They're all about people dying. So which one was that? The Bonnie Earl of Murray. Okay, so that means we're up to Helen of Kirkconnell. Helen of Kirkconnell. I wish I were where Helen lies. Night and day on me she cries. Oh, that I were where Helen lies, on fair Kirkconnell Lee. Cursed be the heart that thought the thought, and cursed the hand that fired the shot, when in my arms bird Helen dropped and died to succour me. Oh, think na ye my heart was sair, when my love dropped and spoke no more. There did she swoon like Makel Care. There did she swoon with Makel Care on fair Kirkconnell Lee. As I went down to the waterside, none but my foe to be by my guide, none but my foe to be by my guide, on fair Kirkconnell Lee, I lighted down my sword to draw. I hacked him in pieces small, for her sake that died for me. O Helen fair beyond compare, I'll make a garland of thy hair, he shall bind my heart for evermore until the day I die. Oh, that I were where Helen lies. Night and day on me she cries. Out of my bed she bids me rise. Says haste, and come to me. O Helen fair, O Helen chaste, O Helen fair, O Helen chaste. If I were with thee, I'd be blessed. Where thou lies low and takes thy rest on fair Kirkconnell Lee, I wish my grave were growing green, a winding sheet drawn over my eyeen, and I in Helen's arms lying on fair Kirkconnell Lee. I wish I were where Helen lies, night and day on me she cries, and I am weary of the skies for her sake that died for me. Wally Wally is the name of this one. Oh, Wally Wally up the bank, and Wally Wally down the brae, and Wally Wally yon burnside, where I and my love wont to go. I leaned my back unto an ache, I thought it was a trusty tree, but first it bowed and sin it brake, so my true love did lickly me. Oh, Wally Wally, again, give love be bonny. A little time while it is new, but when 'tis old, it's waxen cold and fades away like morning dew. Oh, wherefore should I busk my head? Oh, wherefore should I comb my hair? For my true love has me forsook, and says he'll never love me mare. Now Arthur's seat shall be my bed. The sheets shall never be filled. Defiled by me, St. Anton's well shall be my drink, since my true love has forsaken me. Martimus wind, when wilt thou blow, and shake the green leaves off the tree? O gentle death, when wilt thou come, for of my life I am weary. 'Tis not the frost that freezes felon or blowing snores inclemency. 'Tis not sick cold that makes me cry, but my love's heart grown cold to me. When we came in by Glasgow town, we were a comely sight to see. My love was clad in the black velvet, and I myself in cramoisy. But had I wist before I kissed that love had been so ill to win, I had locked my heart in a case of gold and pinned it with a silver pin. And oh, if my young babe were born and set upon the nurse's knee, and myself were dead and gone, and the green grass growing over me. Okay, do we go one more? We go one more. Barbara Allen's Cruelty. In Scarlet Town, where I was born, there was a fair maid dwelling. Made every youth cry well away. Her name was Barbara Allen. All in the merry month of May, when green buds they were swelling, young Jimmy Grove on his deathbed lay for love of Barbara Allen. He sent his man into her then to the town where she was dwelling. Oh, haste and come to my master dear, if your name be Barbara Allen. So slowly, slowly raised she up, and slowly she came nigh him. And when she drew the curtain by, young man, I think you're dying. Oh, it's I am sick and very, very sick, and it's all for Barbara Allen. Oh, the better for me, yes, never be thou your heart's blood were a spillin'. Oh, dinna ye mind, young man, says she, when the red wine ye were filling, that ye made the healths go round and round, and slighted Barbara Allen. He turned his face unto the wall, and death was with him dealing. Adieu, my dear friends all, and be kind to Barbara Allen. As she was walking over the field, she heard the dead bell knelling, and every jowl the dead bell gave cried woe to Barbara Allen. Oh, mother, mother, make my bed, oh, make it soft and narrow. My love has died for me today, I'll die for him tomorrow. Farewell, she said, you virgins all, and shun the fault I fell in. Henceforth take warning by the fall of cruel Barbara Allen. Okay. We're good. All right, that's our poems. We did it. Thanks for listening, folks. See you tomorrow.